This is the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. Each week, Marvin G. Belzer, or one of our UCLA Mindful teachers, leads a 30-minute guided session offering a variety of themes and practices to cultivate self-awareness, emotion regulation, and increased well-being. Thanks for joining us.
Hey everyone, welcome to the Monday meditation. Good to be with you. If you're new to meditation, my goal would be to give some reasonable guidance as to how to proceed in mindfulness meditation and to convey confidence that it can be done. And I do have that confidence. It is an activity that as normal human beings, we can do, even though it is unusual, given our normal habits of mind, because we ask ourselves to pay attention to elements of our own experience happening in the present moment, and most of the things we do don't require that, or we're not necessarily used to doing that. Right? We're used to paying attention for sure, so we have that skill. But what is unusual about meditation is we turn attention to our actual experience in a context where we're not trying to get something else done. So we'll focus on actual sensations that we have, what we can hear, what we can feel in our bodies. We will focus on the breath. Typically a good way to meditate, not trying to get something out of the sensations of the breath, but there's something about paying attention to sensations that aren't charged with a lot of emotion, staying with those sensations as best we can, that has good effects for us as human beings. By the way, I said staying in the present moment. We don't want to get too careful around that notion, actually. I mean, we want to be careful with it, but we don't want to get too precise, right? If we have a sort of mathematical conception of time where it's infinitely divisible, we can get ourselves spun out rather quickly because we try to focus on the present moment is already gone. The idea of the present moment is actually the experience is happening in a relatively brief period of time. Maybe I'll talk about this afterwards today. It's an interesting topic. And it can be confusing, right? So we're talking about something really doable, right? Just what is happening more or less now, right? I'll talk about it later. So we focus on something doable. We don't get spun out like I just did. We can do this, even though there will be times when we realize the attention has drifted. And so we were going to try to pay attention to the breath, and we were doing it for a minute or two. And then some time goes by and we realize that for some time, we've been daydreaming or planning or worrying, perfectly normal mental activity. In this context, when we realize the attention has drifted, we've been daydreaming, worrying, and so forth, we have the opportunity to include that in the meditation, that recognition, worrying, daydreaming, planning, and so forth. Just the recognition, these are thoughts, the recognition of emotion, perhaps noticing a feel of anxiety. We can feel that in our bodies, right? In the torso, there are sensations that are a component of these emotions. So we get used to including more, but we don't make it complicated. We just kind of remember that we haven't failed and that we can include what's happening in our own experience in those moments as part of the meditation without changing, fixing, and then we gently but definitely bring our attention back to where we were trying to focus. So yeah, let's go ahead. So eyes can be open or closed, either way. Might take a few deeper breaths as we begin, slightly deeper in breath and out breath. Maybe even a sigh with the out breath. And letting your breath be normal. We'll come back to the normal breath in a minute. For now, just notice the sounds you can hear. And notice how easy this is. We don't have to try to hear everything. We don't have to keep track of anything. We don't have to try to extract something from the sensations, just noticing. So the kind of the work here, which does take some patience, but it is doable, is just keeping our attention focused on what's happening in this part of our experience, the changing flow of sounds. So the sounds come to us. We don't have to run around trying to get them. So the mind can be receptive. It really is
Really is.
just patience is all we need here. Just that willingness to stay with something relatively simple. So you can stay with sounds if you wish. It's a good way to meditate. It's also good to practice with physical sensations in our bodies. So when you wish, let's do that. Just let your attention settle into your body, head, shoulders, arms, hands, torso, legs, feet. Just noticing what there is to notice throughout your body as we begin. But similar principles, we're just noticing. We don't have to try to feel everything. We don't have to fix anything. We may notice areas we would like to fix. There might be pain. So we notice that when we notice it, to feel it. As we feel into our bodies, we may notice the breath, the sensations of the breath, the normal breath now. And if they're not painful, which typically they're not, then they're good for our purposes. Just noticing the feel of the abdomen, slight rising, tensing with the in-breath, falling, softening, dissolving with the out-breath. There are sensations at the opening of the nose, the upper lip, as air comes in to our nose, as air leaves with the out breath. So the invitation is to let your attention rest somewhere, abdomen, chest, opening of the nose, upper lip, and just know when the in breath is beginning, when the out breath is beginning. Staying attuned to the sensations that you can notice in this part of your body. The reason we do this very mental activity, this focusing of attention, sustaining attention with something that is not painful, the mind calms down, becomes more stable, more clear. We do not have to try to make that happen. That would be counterproductive. So it is an adventure if you're new to this. You kind of have to give it a try. It doesn't happen automatically. But over time, we can come to see that, oh, yeah, there are effects of this simple activity. And that can motivate us to practice. If the breath doesn't feel quite right, we can come back to sounds. We can use many different sensations in our bodies, sensations in our hands or feet, and so forth. The breath probably is okay. So we're not breathing deeply or in the way we began, it's just the normal breath. Sometimes there might be a deeper breath that occurs and so forth. But we don't have, it's not part of our job here to control the breath or regulate it. It's handy. The sensations are pretty good for our purpose. Then, of course, keeping in mind that try as we might, we're doing something unusual. The attention will probably wander. It'll be drawn into thoughts and so forth from time to time in those moments. When you realize, oh, okay, just maybe a quiet labeling, thinking or planning, worrying. As I said, we don't have to fix anything. We're just noticing with emotions. When we notice anxiety or fear or joy, just tuning into the feel of it in our bodies can be very good. The torso, there are sensations that typically are a component of these, so we get more used to that. And then coming back to the breath, maybe the next in breath as it begins. So those are the basic instructions for mindfulness meditation, and it can be done. No one can do it for you. So let's practice together. So we'll take a few more minutes. Take a few more minutes for the meditation together. So we're not going to redo anything. No need to think about that. And also this habit we have of perhaps of leaning into the future. Just kind of arranging things for the future. Can kind of relax around that also. So the idea of being in the moment is what's happening more or less now. This breath as it begins. And so forth. Even doing this a little bit can have an impact.
Seven, six, nine, six, three, five, nine, two, nine. Four, one, four, seven, two, zero, two, seven, six, nine, six, three, five, nine, two, nine. Eight, three. Yeah. One, five, nine. Yeah. Yeah.
So thank you. We'll end the meditation there. It's good to meditate with you. The basics of mindfulness practice are really simple. We use our ability to decide where to place attention, and we try to do it consistently for a period of time to see what can happen. There is a place for the idea of kind of the very moment of experience. So, for instance, the moment, that moment, the in-breath begins. Sometimes we can ratchet up the effort a little bit and try to notice exactly that moment. Like if we're observing at the opening of the nose, just the moment that we can feel sensations as the in-breath begins. And that can ratcheting up effort that way can be useful. Likewise in the belly, the abdomen, just the moment the abdomen begins to rise. But in general, the idea of being in the present moment, which one hears a lot around kind of meditation, is it's I feel good to keep in mind that we don't need to be too precise about that. And we certainly don't need the mathematical conception of, time. That would really throw us off because it's always too late, right? If I think I need to be in the present moment, well, it's gone. So, William James, the psychologist, more than 100 years ago, had the idea of the specious present. Specious, And it wasn't his idea, but he popularized it. And it's kind of, and it's used now by psychologists and philosophers and neuroscientists. There's no precise definition of what it is, but it's more than just the instant, right, of now. It's extended in time. It's a duration of some milliseconds, or maybe even 2 or 3 seconds. In any case, none of this technicality is necessary for us as meditators, but the idea that I don't need to be too precise about when the present moment is can be helpful, right? And so it's just more or less now is, I think, a good way to think about it, right? And it's not too late, right? Is the most so if I like being in, what does it mean to be in the moment, be in the present moment? It is an important concept for us as meditators, right? Because we are turning attention to our actual experience as it is happening. And that's more or less now, right? It's not, we're not going to observe something that happened yesterday. We might remember it, but we're not going to observe it. Likewise, something that's going to happen in 5 minutes, we're not going to observe, but we can focus on what's happening more or less now. And it is a radical act, right? It is a radical act. So yeah, it's good to yes, I see that. I was trusting I come to trust Zoom too much for the screening out the sounds. So yeah, my mother was in the other room calling about her credit card. A couple of things about that. If you go to try to steal her money, you're not going to get much. And then I noticed someone had to ask. They figured out I was at my mother's house, and they have had to ask about mini golf. And I should expect that from you. It is an ongoing problem. My mother, who's going to turn 99 in December, consistently beats me at mini golf. And if I were a better person, I would be letting her win. But I am actually trying my best. But we did have a match the other day. Now let me see if she's free, and I'll let her tell you who won. Oh, Mom, they want to know who won the mini golf. They want to know who won the mini golf.
Who wants to know that?
All these people,
Oh.
they figured out I was at your house, and they were they heard that we would go mini
So they
golfing.
look at that.
Yeah. So who could you tell them who won the mini golfing on Friday?
My son Greg won the mini golf.
Yeah, and who came in second?
I did.
Yeah, and who came in third?
This young man right here,
Yeah,
my son Marvin.
yeah, yeah. So there you go. Yeah.
Oh,
So,
he's so funny.
what sort of mother not only defeats their child but brags about it? This is my mother. These are
Yes.
the people showed up for meditation.
Nice to see all of you.
Yeah.
Mark, you're so
Pleasure
funny.
to see you, ma'am.
So funny, Mark.
Yeah. Okay. It, she's got a knack. I mean, she just, the idea is, I'm not terrible at it. But like on a 18 holes, nice mini golf place in Tualatin, Oregon. You know, I got 71, which just sounds pretty good. It's below par. But she got 68. So she, yeah, she's doing good for 99.
Focus on your in-breath and you draw the club back.
Those are things, man. I know I should do better. Thank you all. Good to see you. Good to practice with you.
Thanks for listening to the UCLA Mindful Monday Meditation. For more information about our classes, workshops, and retreats, please visit UCLAhealth.org/UCLA Mindful. Join us each week for a new session on mindfulness.